A week off that felt like another win.
I've seen a lot of people say, and I'm going to steal it, that we won the bye week. And we did.
Telvin Smith sure won. He signed a big extension.
I'm rich.
And the Jags make one of the biggest in-season trades in franchise history.
Thoroughly excited to be here. Happy for the opportunity.
Here we go. The Jags are primed to make a playoff push.
I'm a believer.
Believe this, Jags fever might be back in Jacksonville.
This is Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Fields matters because you matter.
How many more home runs will Calais Campbell hit, and how many home runs will he hit on Sunday against the Bengals in that teal jersey? Hashtag forever teal for the Jacksonville Jaguars as they host the Bengals on Sunday at 1 o'clock and get off the bye week, of course. Welcome to Mellow Mushroom, everybody, here in Avondale. It's Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group, and we are back after a bye week for the Jacksonville Jaguars, 4-3 on the season and looking to make some hay in the second half of the year via a big trade and also getting some healthy bodies back as well. Brent Martineau along with Jeff Lagerman. And are you re-energized after the bye week?
Yeah, and I'm re-energized because we're rocking the teal.
The teal is good.
You know, and it's been, this team has struggled at home, and going back to the teal jerseys, I have a feeling is going to be a good thing.
It's been since 2013 since they wore the teal, and they're going to do it on Sunday against the Bengals. All right, let's take you to the practice field before we introduce you to our guests tonight here at Mellow Mushroom. And Doug Marrone and Tom Coughlin looking on this morning as they get back to work here in Jacksonville, a few days off to re-energize and get that body healthy, and Leonard Fournette back on the field as well during practice. Let's listen in to the head coach about this football team going into the week.
Now we're 2-1 in the second quarter with a great opportunity ahead of us at home, you know, which we have challenges during this week, you know, that we've got to take care of and get back to work. I thought the players today came back, a lot of enthusiasm, which they should.
I got some enthusiasm back on the field. That usually means it's a pretty good practice. Brandon Linder back to practice after missing three games, so that's a good sign. The center looks like he'll be ready to go against the Bengals. Leonard Fournette looking pretty healthy. Did go on the practice field on this Monday, so that's another good sign for these Jaguars. And Dede Westbrook, keep an eye on this now. Decision looms. They have 3 weeks to activate the wide receiver. Do you think they do it this week, Jeff?
He's a young player. You know, anytime you have a rookie that hasn't played in a real NFL game yet, I think you're always hesitant to put him active until he's ready, chomping at the bit and showing you in practice consistently that he's ready to contribute.
All right, introduce you to the other fellas on this stage, and you know Calais Campbell, 10 sacks so far in 2017, and Dante Fowler Jr., a big part of it as well. We won't talk too much about the Gators here, Dante, but let's talk about the Jaguars instead. I know, I'm just giving you a little bit of a hard time. Hey, how was the bye week? You feel pretty good?
Yeah, it was great. Rejuvenating. You know, just been able to relax, you know, kick my feet up and get a head start on watching film for this week.
You know, you got a young player over there now. He doesn't need a week off. He's ready to go.
Yeah, he has a lot of energy. He doesn't need time off at all.
Yeah, I got some good legs on me, so I'm good.
You're ready to go.
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
And we're going to talk about the start you're off to here in 2017 in this season in just a moment. But we want to talk about the addition that you guys just made. You found out like we found out late Friday night. Marcell Dareus added to this roster. Jeff, what does it mean?
Well, first of all, he's been a fantastic player in his career. And I know you guys got to see him today. The first impression that I had, Calais and Dante, he is a large man. I mean, 6'3", 331 pounds, and his shoulders and chest, he looks like a defensive tackle that can play at a high level.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he looked physical, too. I mean, we were just in shells or spiders, as we call them. And, I mean, he's putting hands on guys, knocking them back, and it's like, wow, this guy's powerful.
Yeah, I was one of them that he knocked back. we were doing the drill today, and I decided, you know, to help out and, you know, be the dummy against Marcell, and he was the first person I went against, and he just launched me back, and after that I was like, I can't be the crash dummy no more. That was a wrap. But he's a really big guy, a really athletic guy, and very smart. He has a good IQ, you know, of the game, and
we just got a whole lot better.
Well, you guys have gotten a whole lot better, but the most important thing also besides performance is chemistry. You know, how will he fit in the room?
And that's still to be determined, but, you know, it's a good start. You know, today was the first day, and, you know, a lot of good chemistry, a lot of good laughs. You know, he came in with a couple jokes. You know, we picked on him a little bit, but just how we do. You know, it was perfect.
Well, he's a veteran guy, and we got a chance to catch up with Marcel Darius. He's still getting acclimated as well. Let's listen in from him on a Monday afternoon.
The guys I left back, just close, dear family, lifelong friends, but at the same time, it's a business, and this is where I am, and I am thoroughly happy just to be a Jag, you know. It feels good to be wanted.
Well, so a new home for Marcel Darius. What can they do to the run game? One guy. Can one guy impact the run defense, Jeff?
Well, it's not a one-man team, you know, when you talk about stopping a run, but having one guy to be able to step in, and I think the most impressive thing for you guys is you add more depth, another guy to play in the rotation. He can play the one technique. He can play the three technique. Could probably play strong side end if they asked him to.
Yeah.
So anytime you get good football players, it makes everybody better.
Let's take a look at our Baptist Health game-changing moments. What we're going to do is reset the season a little bit. And, boy, they get off to a pretty good start in Houston, didn't it, with that 29-7 win. And, Dante, you remember this play?
I remember it like yesterday.
This is a big moment in the game. Kind of said hello defense to the NFL, didn't it?
Well, and at the very end, if I remember correctly, he gets a little push. There it is from Yannick Ngakoue. And, I'm sitting there, Dante, watching this. And the game going, wait a minute, don't push him. You might trip and fall.
Nah, you know, I played running back, you know, all my life. So, you know, I was waiting on moments like that to finally, you know, show off my Reggie Bush. You know, those type of moments and stuff like that.
Is that why you never touchdown dance? You just used to being in the end zone?
Oh, no, I was so tired that I was like, forget a touchdown dance.
All right, Baptist Health game-changing moment number two, and let's go across the pond to London. Four touchdown performance from Blake Bortles. Last week on the show, Jeff, he called it maybe the turning point of the season.
Well, they were aggressive offensively, and I think that's the thing that really kind of started that game off right. It was a little go route to Marquise Lee, and that set the tone throughout for the offense, and Blake was sharp. I mean, that right there was an absolute dart to Allen Hurns. Impressive performance. And you guys know, look, this is a team game. You can't have a shutout all the time. And offensively, sometimes they're going to have to carry you guys.
Yeah. And you know, that's good team football. Some days we'll have to pick them up, and some days they'll pick us up. And that's just the way we win it.
I mean, Baptist Health game-changing moment number one. And we go to the Steel City for some domination on D.
The coverage was fantastic. And, Dante, you guys were able to do something defensively that nobody's ever done against Ben Roethlisberger, and that's to force five interceptions. The way your guys are playing in the back end, the secondary, is making a difference for you guys up front.
Most definitely. With the add of, you know, A.J. Boye and Barry Church, that's helped us a lot. You know, in the back end, of course, Jalen, he's a very special talent. And, you know, Telvin and Miles and Puz, you know, they're very athletic linebackers, and they can cover as well in the back end. So it gives us a lot of time to be able to get to the quarterback.
All right, well, this defense looks loaded. They're one of the best in the NFL. They just added another big piece. Well, let's talk about this guy over here, Dante Fowler Jr., having a nice breakout year with 5.5 sacks so far. You pretty pleased with your start through seven games?
I'm pretty pleased. You know, there's some things that I can work on and, you know, get better. I'm still working on my craft, you know, as, you know, being a complete defensive end and, you know, taking my IQ level up, you know, a notch and, you know, just – my preparation skills during the week, that's getting me ready and confident and prepared for the game. So,
Dante had 4 sacks last year. You're already at a career high now, 5.5. You are too, by the way. But, you know, I've watched every snap that this young man has taken, and you can see that he's just taking steps. And it's not, you know, big steps. Sometimes it's small steps. Mm-hmm. But I can see a young man that now knows how to rush the passer and has a plan when he comes off the ball. Are you seeing the same thing?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, just from when I got here to where he's at now, I just see him, you know, light bulbs turning on more and more every day. You know, he's getting better and better. You know, and I'm a fan of his. I just love watching him play. You know, he brings that energy to the D-line, makes me a lot better player.
So, Dante, have you heard me, you know, talking on radio or during the game broadcast going, Dante, just go. Use your speed. Because I've been saying it for a while, because for a while there you were kind of a little hesitant.
Uh-huh.
But now you're starting to understand that if you threaten the edge, it sets up everything.
Yes, sir. And I think that's probably my biggest threat. And, you know, just being able to have that whole full year of just being able to play with my hand in the dirt, that helped me a lot. And just, being able to learn from my mistakes and learn from, you know, the things that I do now that I didn't do last year, as far as taking the edge, having a plan, you know.
Plan.
Yeah, having a plan in the line to get towards the quarterback. And also being in shape. You know, as everybody know, we had a tough training camp, and Coach Marone wants to have a physical and in shape team, and he helped me out a lot. And I think with me being in shape and having a high endurance, that's helping me out in being able to play full four quarters.
You hit a buzzword with Calais Campbell. He said, have a plan. That was a big moment there. I think that stuck out to you. Hey, big moment for Telvin Smith. Signed a big extension in the bye week as well. Hoo-wee is right.
Very, very deserving.
Mm-hmm. Why so?
Well, I mean, he's an emotional leader, a vocal leader for the team. He makes us a lot better. And honestly, you know, I feel like, you know, he let the Jaguars off a little cheap. You know, he wants to be here, which is nice. You know, I'm glad he's here locked up for 4 years. You know, I think we got a good thing going for a few more years.
Yeah. Telvin, I was in high school when I was being recruited by Florida State and stuff like that. I used to always go to their home games, and I used to watch him. And it was just something about him that was just special. And I just be like, he's going to be a good player. And I was able to play against him, and now to see, you know, that he got, I mean, that's very well deserving for him and his family.
He's a fantastic player. I think he's one of the fastest linebackers in the National Football League. Him and Ryan Shazier are playing the game at that position with speed that it just really I don't think the league has seen before.
Well, Telvin Smith didn't want to talk about the money that much today, but here's Telvin anyway.
Let's talk about ball. Money's money. I got paid. I'm grateful for the organization. Happy for my family. You know what I mean? Everybody who played the part in, I'm happy for them. Just another step in life. I've been here. Now I just got a bank account to say I'm here.
Well, good for Telvin Smith. Remember, dinner's on him this week next week or whatever week, right?
Telvin may have an argument that Clay should be buying dinner.
Well, there's a lot of guys on that defense that could buy dinner right about now. I can tell you that. Hey, Everbank Field's the place to be on Sunday, 1 o'clock against the Cincinnati Bengals. Hashtag forever teal. We also want to know on our actionnewsjax.com/vote poll question, what will be the most difficult or challenging game for the Jacksonville Jaguars in the month of November? There's a few of them. Of course, we're going to get more with Dante Fowler Jr. and Calais Campbell. But up next, Jeff Lagerman takes us inside the film room to check out the newest Jag and what kind of impact he can make. That's next on Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group, live from Mellow Mushroom here in Avondale.
Jaguars All Access is presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Go to fieldsauto.com for more.
Welcome back to Jaguars All Access here at Mellow Mushroom in Avondale, and it's time to get some Jags fever around here. The Bengals are coming to town. Jags are 4-3. The bye week's over. Time to start getting some W's, pile them up, and make a playoff push for this Jacksonville Jaguar team. Brett Martineau, along with Calais Campbell right now. I want to talk about something you're doing. This is a pretty cool T-shirt that you've got on CalaisCampbellShop.com. What's this charity all about?
So my foundation was started about 8 years ago after my dad. It's called the CRC Foundation, my dad's initials. And we try to instill in young children underprivileged communities, just give values and teach them, life skills you can't learn in the classroom. And then we do a lot of stuff with after-school programs. They give away scholarships every year. And we try to get really involved in communities. So this one here, we're selling to raise money for the foundation. This is just a phrase I came up with that I kind of live by. You know, I love to prove people wrong. So it's a just cool little phrase.
Doubt me and be wrong. CalaisCampbellShop.com. And I will say this. When you came aboard, we talked to the folks in Arizona. They said, he's an awesome guy. He does so much in the community. It means a lot to you to help out in the community, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. You know, I think you have to reach back and help people come along. You know, I came from, a poor background. And a lot of people I know that I grew up around that needed help. You know, and I had a good dad that really kept me going. And that's why I am where I am today. So I want to definitely reach back and help other people.
Perfect recipe. Helping out in the community. Giving back to the kids. And those 10 sacks on the field don't hurt either for Calais Campbell, leading the way for the Jaguars. Let's send it back over to Jeff Lagerman now, who's taking us to the film room with the newest Jaguar.
Well, Brent, over the years, the Jaguars have played the Buffalo Bills numerous times, so I've gotten to watch Marcell Dareus plenty of times and marveled at some of his abilities. And today I went back and watched every play that he's played this year in 2017. He continues to amaze me. Let's jump into the Baptist Health film room, and I'll show you a sample.
Watch Marcell Dareus on this play. Strong against the center. Ali Marpet's the center. Good young center. Look how strong he is squeezing with the defensive tackle and the separation, which allows him to come off and make a strong play, making a tackle. But more importantly, look at the linebacker behind him. Free and coming downhill unobstructed. That's what the Jaguars linebackers will enjoy. And on this second play, look how strong Marcell Dareus is. He's thrown an offensive lineman around. Very few players in the NFL have this type of strength and the quickness to recover and redirect and make a play. And as a pass rusher, Dareus' numbers are not what they were, but he still has ability. Earlier in the year against Andy LaVitre, the veteran guard for the Falcons, a quick swim, even with a shot to the helmet. He goes in and he affects Matt Ryan. And if you don't think he affects Matt Ryan, look at it, slow-mo. Watch the turn by Matt Ryan, forcing the ball behind the receiver.
Well, he's an impressive player, Brent, and he's going to be a great addition to this Jaguars defense because he's going to be able to provide depth and eventually, I think, be a starter at the one technique, but he also can play three techniques. So you're talking about a guy that can rotate in with Malik Jackson, Avery Jones, and that is big right now. If there was one weakness the Jaguars last in the NFL in run defense, that's where they need to improve upon, and I think that's going to be the biggest difference that Marcell Dareus provides for this defense.
Well, every defensive line coach and every defensive coordinator wants eight across that front that can go rush the pass or stop the run. The Jaguars are closer and closer to doing that, and all they had to do is give up a sixth-round pick in 2018. Could be one of the big steals of the 2017 season. So far, Calais Campbell has been one heck of a steal for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He plays host in our next segment and quizzes the Gator, Dante Fowler Jr., coming up next. Jaguars fans, the Fuel Up to Play 60 program is back in 2017. The Dairy Council is encouraging kids to choose healthy snacks and play for 60 minutes a day. Find Fuel Up to Play 60 on Facebook and learn how you can join the program.
Jaguars All Access is brought to you in part by Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. Everbank, it's your money, make the most of it. Fanatics.com, officially licensed everything. And Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL.
Say hello to our friends here at Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. It's Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group. Brent Martineau along with Jeff Lagerman right here talking some Jags football on a game week. Should be a lot of fun with the Bengals coming to town. So we're right here, but way back there is Calais Campbell and Dante Fowler. Let's send it to Calais.
Hey, thank you. We got questions from social media, you know, from a great friend, Dante Fowler. And the first one is from Jay Shaver. He wants to know, what's your favorite pregame ritual?
My favorite pregame ritual would probably be sleeping before the game. Take a little power nap, you know, power up and, you know, just get right. Wake up rejuvenated, feeling better. Go take a nice hot shower and get ready to go.
How long are those naps?
Probably, I'd say, a good 30 minutes.
30 minutes. Oh, that's nice. Refresh the brain. I like it. This next one is from LTN247. Who is the fastest player you ever had to run down?
It's a lot of fast guys. I would say them Florida Georgia days, running down Todd Gurley, he's a pretty fast guy.
That's pretty impressive.
Fast.
I've hawked Shady McCoy before.
That's pretty good for you. You're pretty big. Not that fast.
I can run a little bit, man. I got a little speed, man.
Ground shaking when you run.
This next one is Stop and Take a Pick is the name of the guy. And who has the best sack celebration?
That's easy. Yeah.
That's easy.
I was going to say me. Of course. I got the best sack celebration. The pretty kick.
We're just going to move on that
pretty
one.
Pretty kick. Come on. Everybody loves that. That's a fan favorite. Been doing it since the UF days. My day one, you know?
Every time you do it, I get really excited. But not because you're doing the sack dance, because you got a sack.
Thank you.
All right. This last one's from Chelsea 549. What was your favorite Halloween costume growing up? That's a good one, too.
Yeah, I was a few Power Rangers growing up, you know.
A few Power Rangers.
The red one, the blue one, you know.
But I can't believe that. That's not too bad.
Actually, like Jack from The Nightmare Before Christmas. That's my favorite, you know, holiday movie growing up. So I like to dress as Jack. That's pretty cool.
I love that you have the Halloween spirit. Back to you guys, Brett.
All right. Happy Halloween to everybody. And coming up next, the Red Rifle comes to town. We'll talk about it.
This is Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Fields matters because you matter.
Here's the G-Series headlines. Bengals and Jags presented by Publix, 1 o'clock on CBS 47 Sunday. Hashtag Forever Teal and the Red Rifle. Andy Dalton comes to town for the Bengals. We'll see if the Jags can get it done. We have to say goodbye. We're almost out of time. Calais, you look good in teal.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. Please come out to Everbank Stadium this weekend. Let's get that place rocking.
All right. All right, everybody, I'm Mello Mushroom. We've got to say goodbye for Dante Fowler Jr., Calais Campbell, Jeff Lagerman. I'm Brent Martineau. Here's the celebrations from you guys. Let's everybody else at home be the judge. Who's doing it better?
Yeah.
I like that celebration.